Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and just having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Just want to welcome each and every one of y'all. Good to see y'all this evening. All of you watching live feed or at a later date, welcome to First Pentecostal Church in Villa Rica. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening as we open up our service. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand this evening. God knows and sees each and every one. We also want to just keep in prayer all the prayer requests have been going over the phone and through the text and by email. And those that are watching live, if you have a prayer request, just send it in the comments and we'll definitely be praying with you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready just to receive your word, receive your message, Lord. Open up our hearts and receive your word as it comes forth to us this evening. The Lord, may your Holy Ghost have a free ring amongst us. And the Lord, we just thank you for your many, many blessings. The Lord, now you see the hands that were raised. The Lord, you know those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. And the Lord, we're just placing them all into your mighty hands. Lord, we're asking you to heal, to mend, to protect, to guide us, dear Lord, to comfort. And the Lord, so many other things that you're mightier than we can ever think. But, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we just praise you for this time. We want to worship you. And, dear Lord, we ask now that you'll bless our pastor and his family and his ministries, all the ministries that go forth from our church, dear Lord, to edify you and you alone. Again, dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord this evening. Praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 276. Prayer bells in heaven.
Sweet.
We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offerings. I don't have any announcements up here right now. Does anybody have anything that I need to bring forth? Not that I can think of. All right. Uh-oh, here comes a helper. Praise God, Mr. Chad. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please?
Lord, thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord, for another wonderful day you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's come out tonight, Lord. Bless us, bless all those who are not able to be here tonight, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord, for all our work. Bless all those that have gifts, especially those who don't. We ask you to do this tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
song out of the red hymnal.
Amen.
Y'all didn't notice.
Yes. But anyway, it's an old song, but I used to sing it a lot when I went to the Baptist church, and we sang all four verses, but I'm just going to sing the first and last. So y'all welcome to sing along with me if you want to. It's on page 139. It's called At Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, knowing not it was for me he died. Knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the loving done of nations planned. Oh, the grace that brought a soul to man. Oh, the mighty role that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. That drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty love that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Even when my eyes can't see, front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well.
Praise God.
lives, it's on. Heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Adore You.
Thank You, Jesus.
Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Strict wonder at the mention of Your name. Jesus, Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Adore You. Yeah, I will adore You.
Worship with us. We've done this song maybe one time, so just listen to the words. Into Your hand I commit again with all I am, for You, Lord. Your hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I'm yours forever. And Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I belong to you.
You're the reason that I live.
The reason that I sleep.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
With all
I am. You know, God's did a lot of things. The one thing he's always done for me is he's let me know he's in charge. It wasn't too many months ago that right here I had been in a lot of pain. And he touched me here. And he moved. And to not give the devil any credit, back is up against the wall and you got nowhere to go, most people are going to go to Jesus. I don't want to be that way again. I don't want to wait. You're going through your choices. I want it to be a choice. I've not always done, said, went in everything that I should do. I should be talking to more people. I should be trying to tell them about Jesus. I should be trying to live a better life. But the one thing that I know that I want to do, I want to always stay in favor, in God's favor. And the only way to do that is you've got to live for Him. I said that wrong. I want to live for Him. To stay in favor. And He has reminded me this past year just how well and how good His favor can be. And it's wonderful. It's great. So this song says, into your hands I commit again. I commit. I commit. Y'all listen to these words, I'm sorry. God, thank you, Jesus. I walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy. I trust in you, and I will live. Your promise promises forever. Everybody sing with me. Jesus, I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. And Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I see with all I am. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I see. All I am. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name.
Jesus, I believe. Amen. How about you?
Amen.
Glory to God. That's Hallelujah. One thing that you can believe and trust in. That's the Lord. I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be one. I won't.
Body.
many believe that tonight?
Hallelujah.
But aren't you glad that He's there to hold our hand?
Amen.
Amen. Through every situation. My. So good to be in the house of the Lord. It's so good to know the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And be able to speak to the Lord and have Him listen to us and commune with us. What a blessing that is. Amen. As we often say, I just don't know how folks get along that don't have a relationship with Jesus. I myself am so dependent on Him. I have to talk to Him every day. I have to hear from Him every day. You know, God speaks to us in wondrous ways. Sometimes it's just a still, small voice. Sometimes it's through a song or maybe a marquee sign. Or sometimes He just impresses in our mind. Amen. A wonderful thought. And it's so good to know that He is able to be with each and every one of us on a continual basis every day of our life. Amen. Wouldn't it be a shame if we could only take Him home with us one at a time? Wouldn't it be awful? Amen. I'd probably want to jump in line every time and take Him home with me. But it's because that He has sent His Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit dwells within us wherever we go. My. What a blessing it is to know the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight, just for a little bit, go with us to the book of Psalms 34. The writing of David. Again, we refer to the 34th Psalm so many times, but it is so full of the wonderful praises of God. And David seems to just pour out of his heart unto the Lord. And not only was it a blessing in that day and time, but still blessing folks today. In Psalms 34, verses 17 through 19 is where we want to focus our attention tonight. Again, Psalms chapter 34, verses 17 through 19. Thank you for standing. The psalmist writes, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for Your holy word. Thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that we feel in this congregation tonight. Father, I pray, God, that You just touch and anoint every need tonight. God, I pray that You would anoint these lips of clay, God, in this tongue tonight. God, to speak only that the Holy Ghost would have us to hear. Father, we do remember those who are sick. Many are suffering tonight. Many are afflicted. And Father, our heart goes out to them. I pray, God, a healing hand, Lord, would just reach out right now and touch them and anoint them wherever they may be. The hospitals, the nursing homes, those that are sick and shut in tonight. Father, I pray, God, that You would encourage and strengthen, touch and anoint their bodies. Now, God, just have Your will and way in this service tonight. We'll be careful to give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. As I contemplate the scripture here and the many things that are to go over, again, I want to focus on something. And if I had a title tonight, it would be basically, "When the Righteous Cry." When the righteous cry. David realized something. I don't want to misquote here or misstate, but I would imagine that David, probably out of all of the Bible characters, probably called on the name of the Lord more or as much as any other character in the Bible. David, if you find in his Psalms and in his life, he was constantly calling on the name of the Lord. Many times it was for deliverance. Many times it was from the oppression of the enemy. Sometimes it's just because his soul was distraught and he was down and out. But he knew that when he called on the Lord, he knew that the Lord was going to answer. What a relief that is to know that when we call on the Lord, He is going to be there. He's going to listen to what we have to say. He's going to be able not only to listen, but to acknowledge our desires and fulfill our desires. And, we think about the righteous, and it's referred to as the righteous. And certainly we know that there's none good but one. We know that the Bible tells us that, and because of the unrighteousness of the flesh, we needed the Holy Spirit within us, amen, to lead us and to guide us and to make us make the right choices and to serve the Lord.
But also the Lord understands and declares and basically acknowledges his children. Man, we were watching a natural, I guess, geographic thing about animals. When Trey's with us, he loves to watch things about animals, Dr. Pole and all of these other animal shows and all. And it showed the multitude of penguins, all dressed up in their little tuxes. You know, all the penguins there on the ice. And the adults had given birth, and now the little chicks were getting up a little bit, and they were covered with fur, and they all looked exactly alike. I could not pick between one or the other to differentiate which was which. And even the adults looked very similar. So the adults go off into the sea to get the food and to bring it back to the chicks. And when they come back, the chicks are just in a big huddle, and they're just kind of, you know, flogging the adults as they come. And they're all making certain noises. And it's amazing because the adult penguins go exactly to their offspring. Ones that I could not tell with the naked eye. I couldn't tell or differentiate any between them. But the narrator was saying, it is because of the sound of the offspring or the baby penguin that it is undeniable to the adult penguin. And without fail, the adult penguin goes directly to his or her offspring and begins to feed them because of the cry of that child, or the cry of that little penguin, whatever you call them. And I thought about how wonderful nature is, but I also thought how miraculous God is, because God's created all of that and spoke it into existence. So if God has given the ability to animals to recognize their offspring when they cry, certainly he has given or has that ability to hear us when we cry. But he said the righteous, this is what David said, he hears the righteous when they cry. And there's certain things. I know that we don't earn righteousness. I know that, again, there's none good but God and his Spirit, and there's none of us that could ever be good enough, amen, to enter into heaven by our own merit, by our own ability, or by the things that we do. It is because of the righteousness of God. But when we are the recipients of the righteousness of God, it gives us a special relationship to the Lord, one that we know that he hears his sheep, amen, and we certainly know his voice. So David began to talk about this, and he lists some certain things about the righteousness in us. And because of the Spirit of God is what causes us to be righteous. Because one place in the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's not very good, is it? I mean, we could try to be the best person in the world. We could obey the Ten Commandments. We could do all of those things that to be a good citizen of morality and all of those wonderful things. But we still need the righteousness of God. And David talks about some of the characteristics of the righteous of God. First of all, he mentions that they bless the Lord at all times. Think about that for just a little bit. They bless the Lord at all times. They bless the Lord when things are going good, and they bless the Lord when things are not going so good. Amen. They bless the Lord when they feel good. My dad always said, son, there's two times to go to church. That's when you feel like it and when you don't. And he lived by that. But also, you know, there's things in our life that we understand that they're not going to always go the way that we expect them to go. But that's not a reason not to bless the Lord. Many, many times we as Christians want to blame the Lord, or we don't want to point a finger of accusation at the Lord. Why did you let this happen? Or why did you let that happen? When we ought to be, what David was saying, to bless the Lord at all times. In everything, give thanks unto the Lord, for this is good. One of the second characteristics, he said, was to praise continually. Amen. You know, praise and worship shouldn't just be acknowledged in church. Thank God that we do have praise and worship in church, but how many knows that you can have praise and worship at your house? You can praise the Lord wherever you go. the song a while ago, I just could not help but think about Sister Coleman when they were singing, It Is Well, because that was one thing that she lived by. Every time you ask her, it was always, It Is Well, It Is Well. And I know you've heard me tell the story. Even when she couldn't speak, she still did her finger like that and she mouthed, All is well. She knew that she had a relationship with the Lord, that it didn't matter what was affecting the body, it didn't matter how bad the situation got with her sickness or affliction, she knew within her soul, she knew that spirit that was within her made it all is well. And she praised the Lord continually. And David acknowledged that. When we have that special relationship with the Lord, and we're able to go to Him about anything. And David understands, you know, this is the one thing that he knew, because he had gone to the Lord time and time and time again. He knew that God did not tire from hearing from him. Now, I have heard Christians say, you know what, I think the Lord may be getting tired of me coming to Him. No, He doesn't. I can assure you that God never tires of hearing from His children. Amen? From hearing for those. And especially when we cry in a righteous spirit, or when we cry in a spirit of rightness. You know, Lord, You know the situation. You know the trouble that I'm in. You know the sickness or the affliction that I or some of my family is going through. And Lord, You know I can't do anything. You know, Lord, it's beyond my ability. But I come to You, God, in humbleness of spirit, and I come to You crying out unto You, Lord, because I'm broken, the Bible says, of a broken and contrite spirit, meaning that we understand and realize, God, if You don't intercede, if You don't come on the scene, then it's not going to take place. But I come to You knowing that if I put my faith and trust in You, God, You'll make a way, because You said that You would give us the desires of our heart. So in this relationship that we have with the Lord, it could or should be a continuous praise. Amen? Continually praise Him. You can praise Him when you're driving down the road. You can even praise Him when you're working. That's one thing, amen, that the devil can't take away from you, because you can praise the Lord even in a silent voice, and God still knows and understands. Even in the middle of the night, if you wake up and you just give the Lord praise, certainly we ought to give Him praise every morning that we wake up and every morning that our feet hits the floor. So praise Him continually. Another thing that he says, that those of a broken and contrite spirit, and those that are classified as the righteous of God, they remain humble. The church never, ever needs to exalt itself. We as Christians never, ever need to exalt ourselves. We are only here by the grace of God. We're only breathing this breath of life because God loved us so much that He breathed His breath into us. We're only here because God smiled on us and gave us another day. Amen? And He is the one that we should lift up and praise and glorify and exalt His name. And we should, in fact, remain humble when we come before Him. Not come to Him in a demanding demeanor, or expecting, amen, that God's going to bless us just because we're righteous. Amen. God honors and appreciates a humble, broken, and contrite spirit. Therefore, He says that when the righteous cry, God will hear them. Another thing that He says is to magnify and exalt the Lord. Now, we do that through song, we do that through testimonies, but we also should do that through our very life. The very existence that we have here on this earth should, in fact, magnify and exalt the Lord. You know, my granddaddy had such a wonderful way of turning almost every conversation into a praise for the Lord. Even the weather, if somebody would say something about, it's a beautiful day, my granddaddy would say, yes, God has been so gracious to us today. Everything seemingly that this was after he was born again. Now, in his early years, he would not have put it that way, but he found out, amen, he found out that he couldn't even walk without holding the hand of the Lord. He found out that his life was worthless and meaningless until he had that open relationship with the Lord, and the Lord came into his life and certainly changed his life. completely for the good. So he was able to magnify and exalt the Lord in every conversation, seemingly, that he had with anybody. It didn't matter if he knew them or not. I remember one time when they went to the mountains with us, and we were sitting there on the bench, you know, just kind of watching people, and if anybody ever kind of nodded or spoke to him, my granddaddy would strike up a conversation with him. And I will assure you, 2 minutes into that conversation, it was about the Lord Jesus Christ. And where do you go to church? And do you have a relationship with the Lord? Because he understood and knew that his life here was only made possible because God had given him those extra days, and he wanted to magnify and exalt the Lord today, in every conversation. And imagine how easy that is when our mind is constantly on the Lord, to go to him and ask the Lord for the desires of our heart. When God hears from us with a broken and contrite spirit, not a demanding voice, but God loves that and will give us the desires of our heart. He also says to fear the Lord. Many people misconstrue that. They think that that means to have a terrifying, trembling experience because of the mighty hand of God, when in fact, the particular fear that they're referring to there is the utmost and absolute respect for God. That is the fear that it talks about. There is a fear, and if you look to the Greek Bible or the Hebrew word, there's two different kinds of word, very differently in the type of definition of fear. One does mean you fear the lion or you fear this, but the other means that you have total and absolute respect for God. Amen. Can I get a hand clap of praise for that? Do we understand that we have the utmost respect for God? I mean, just to walk out and to see nature itself and know that it was spoken into existence by the mighty hand of God, I have an absolute respect for the power of God and for the anointing of God. So I want to fear the Lord, and I want to walk in the way that he would have me to go. That doesn't mean always that I'm going to get my way. Can I get an amen? Sometimes my way doesn't coincide with God's way. So I ask God, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. And David mentioned this in the 34th verse, or the 34th chapter. Then he goes on to some of the things that we as human beings can do and practice, in other words, to have a better relationship with God. Understand, this doesn't make you any more saved. Doesn't make you any more righteous, so to speak. The only righteousness that we have comes from the Spirit of God and comes from his anointing. But there's certain things that we, as the children of God, need to adhere to and put into practice in our life. Then he talks about this thing. He says, keep thy tongue from evil. Amen? Shouldn't we as Christians try to keep our tongue from evil? It's so easy to get swept up in the evilness of the world today. It's so easy to get that last word in or to speak something. And maybe it's nothing more than just repeating something that you have heard. And really, that doesn't mean you've lost out with God or anything like that. But it means that when we make a concerted effort to keep our tongue and our mouth from speaking evil, it's so much easier to get in touch with the Lord. I know I've given this example, but it fits so well here, because many, many times when we should have our mind on God, or we should be readily acceptable, amen, to the Spirit of God moving on us, our mind seemingly is a million miles away. Now, we're human, I understand and know that. And humans like to have a good time, and humans like to joke and cut up. And that's well and good, and that's not going to send you to hell, by the way. But too much of that sometimes does not leave enough room to be focused concerning the move of God in our life. The O'Kelly brothers in Rockmart, Georgia, they were co-ministers and helped my granddaddy establish the church at Rockmart. Wonderful, wonderful men of God. Both preachers, both anointed men of God. All three of them, my granddaddy worked at night, and the night at Goodyear, but the O'Kelly boys worked during the day. Worked in a different department. It was Leroy and Paul. Paul, for some reason, had an episode where he began to hemorrhage. And he was so weak, and he just kind of crumbled on the floor. And Leroy, his brother, was working in another department, but another way. In other words, he wasn't in eyesight of Paul. So he kept saying, go get my brother, go get my brother. So some of the other workers ran to get Leroy and told him, said, your brother is hemorrhaging. He's calling for you to come pray for him. Well, Leroy took off and began to pray for him. And God did intercede, by the way. But Brother Leroy would give the testimony later in life. And when he would have an opportunity, he would say, this is exactly how Satan sometimes gets us distracted. He said, when my brother had failed and was asking for me to come and pray for him, I was down there carrying on some jokes with a couple of the people around there. And he said, I thought when they said, Leroy, Paul wants you to come pray for him. He said, as I was going to him, he said, first of all, I realized that I needed to pray for myself before I could ever pray for my brother. Now, does that mean Leroy was lost in sin? Absolutely not. We've all done it. Amen. But that's how easily that Satan can come in and distract us many, many times. Because we never know when we're going to be called on, amen, to pray or to reach out for somebody. So this is something that we need to understand. Keep our tongue from evil and let not your lips speak guile or deceit. You remember when the Bible said that there was no guile found in Jesus' or his mouth or his lips? He never spoke deceit. He never tried to deceive anybody. Amen. Sometimes his words were straight. They were very frank, but he never tried to deceive any. That's a good example for us to follow. And David said, if we incorporate these things, and these are very simple things. I mean, you don't have to make a list. Basically, just do the right thing, to have that close personal relationship with the Lord. So when we need him, when we call upon him, God will answer us speedily. The other thing that they mentioned was depart from evil. And I know that's hard today. There's evil all around us. There's evil on our TV sets. There's evil on the magazine racks when we walk to the counter. There's evil, and people today are so disrespectful with their conversation. You know, there was a time in my life where certain people held their voice when they were around women or children. It doesn't seem to be that way anymore. People are so vulgar and speak in so such harsh tones today and say some of the terrible things in mixed company. And this is what we need to be away from. And it is hard, amen, to just completely box yourself in from the world. But, you know, we can hear those things and still not be a part of it. So we need to understand that we need to depart from evil. The next to the last two things he said is to do good. Amen. To do good. How many knows that Christians ought to seek to do good? Every opportunity to do good. Not just spiritually do good, but to do good to our neighbors, to do good to those around us, to do good to those that are in need. I think and believe that the body of Christ should be the most loving, compassionate people on earth. Amen. They should understand and know that we are our brother's keeper. That's bared out in the Word of God. And finally, it says to seek peace, not turmoil, not drama, but to seek peace. This is things that we need to incorporate into our life and understand. This is what causes the righteousness within our life. Amen. Not Jesus, is the Spirit of the Lord, gives us the righteousness, but this is what exercises that righteousness. Because there is a definite change in our life when the Lord comes into our life. Can I get an amen? Amen. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And then, if we do those things, then the Lord will do his part. How many knows? If we'll just have the faith as of a grain of watermelon seed, mustard seed, mountains can be moved. Amen. Sick folks can be healed. Afflictions can be delivered. Miracles can be wrought by the mighty hand of God. What I'm trying to say is if we strive to live a holy and righteous life, it is not nearly so hard or so difficult to call on the name of the Lord. But if we haven't lived up to our potential, if we haven't lived up, if we've kind of let some of these other things infiltrate our life, sometimes it's more difficult. It's like Leroy said, I got to pray for myself before I pray for my brother. And so many times these things, and they're simply easy to come into our life if we don't guard against them. Now, if we do those things and we strive to live a holy and righteous life, and you'll never do it within your own self. Never. We have to be dependent on the Lord. Just as the song says, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. And you know what? The song ought to say, I don't even want to walk without Him holding my hand. There's a song that says, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to do anything unless the Lord is with me. Been there, done that. It is not an enjoyable situation without the Lord. But with the Lord, amen, it makes life so much easier. So then the Bible says, or David says, when those things are practiced in our life, first of all, he said, the Lord heareth. He knows the voice of his children. He knows the voice. That, and Brother Keith was singing and testifying. And you know, even when it's a whisper, the Lord knows our voice. Even when it's a troubled voice. Have you ever had somebody call you and you couldn't recognize their voice because maybe they were agitated or maybe excited or maybe down or crying or something and you didn't know, who is this? Are you who is this? But the Lord knows our voice. When we're crying, when we're troubled, I don't know if this applies to anybody, but when you don't even know what to say to the Lord, you just go to Him and you're sobbing and you're crying and you can't get things worked out in your life and it seems like everything is falling apart and you're just pouring your heart out to God. God heareth us. He hears our prayers. He hears our voice. He's never too busy, by the way. You never get a voicemail, amen, from Him. And you never get put on hold. Thank God for that. Not only does He hear it, but David said, He delivers. If anyone could ever give a testimony about the delivering power of God, it was David. Because time and time and time again, when he would call on the Lord, God would deliver him. Can I just see the hand wave tonight? If you've ever been delivered by the mighty hand of God, isn't God great? Isn't God wonderful to be able to deliver us? Amen. This next one speaks to a situation that has been in conversation for many, many years. We probably have all heard of testimonies where tragedy or emergency or things happen in our life and seemingly out of nowhere someone shows up to give a helping hand. We've even heard the stories of seeing hands pull somebody out of a burning vehicle only to find out later they couldn't find the person. I had an experience with that. When Kevin was in the hospital, this was during the very first early stages, early weeks of him being in Eggleston Hospital. And Penny and I were we couldn't be over there at the same time. We were just kind of meeting and one would stay at night and one would stay during the day. And that was our first child. That was, you know, and it was situation and we were distraught and, you know, we were looking for just an encouraging word. And there was this precious, precious nurse. She was of Asian descent, long black hair, and her name was Dorothy. I remember it so well. And she was so helpful, not only to Kevin, but she was so encouraging to Penny and myself. And somewhere, there is a photograph of her holding Kevin, and Penny and I can't even find the photograph. So many, many years later, after Kevin had gotten grown and could no more go to Eggleston or Scottish Rite, but we had an occasion to visit another child that was over there. So I told Penny, I said, let's go find Dorothy and see if she still works here. And there were people that had been there for years and years and years, and not a single person that we contacted knew of any person with that description by the name of Dorothy who had ever worked there. Now, Brother Eddie, you're saying that she was an angel. I'm not saying she wasn't. Amen. She was an angel to us, and maybe God placed her there. And David said, or the Lord said, or the Lord, here is what David's writing. He said, He allows angels to encamp round about us. Do you know how much love God has for us? If He would give His ministering spirits charge over us and give them ability to encamp round about us, we may not recognize them as angels. They may not look like angels with wings and all, but I believe with all of my heart that there have been angels in my life that God has placed there. Why? Because He loves us so very much and wants to protect us. And wants to keep us safe. So, again, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me out of all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth him. These are the things that God has promised to do. Another thing, He says, God is ever nigh. Means He's always near. He's always within our ability to reach out and touch. There's a song that says, the Lord is passing by, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. I believe with all of my heart that the Spirit of the Lord is in our services. I feel it so strongly. I feel the power of God so much. And the Lord is here and He's always nigh. Regardless, and here's another thing. He's not just in this building. Amen. He's wherever we are and He's always near us. Another place it said He keepeth our bones. He protects us. I remember Sister Doris talking about a little baby. I think it was one of her grandchildren. And that's when she lived there in Fullerville across from the Open Pantry, I think is the store that it was called. And she said she had pulled up to get some gas. And for some reason, the back door, one of the doors was open. The little girl fell out onto the pavement. And it you know how grandparents are. You know, we don't want to scratch on our grandkids when they're in our care. But it fell out, and I remember her testifying. She said she just knew that baby was skin up and hurt and maybe had a bump on her head, but she said, I could not find a scratch on that baby. She said, I believe with all of my heart that God just sent an angel just to make that fall really, really light and not hurt. And probably we all know of situations that are like that. So He keepeth our bones. He keepeth us safe when we put our faith and trust in Him. And finally tonight, the most important thing of all, and God does a lot of important things, but He finally says He redeems our soul. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah indeed. He redeems our soul. Have our soul not been redeemed, then I would have a destination in an awful place that the Bible speaks about. But not because of my goodness, not because of anything that I am, but because I came with a broken and contrite spirit, knowing that I am nothing, knowing that I can't make it without Him, knowing that I can't even walk unless He holds my hand at an old-fashioned altar, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and He redeemed my soul. Amen. There's a place in the Bible that says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Have we got any redeemed folks in the house tonight? Come on, can you just give Him praise tonight? Glory to God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. When the righteous cry, God will hear. And when the righteous cry and He hears, He will deliver them out of all of their troubles. Can you praise the Lord tonight? God bless you. Love you so very much. I appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. I just appreciate you, your wonderful and kind spirit. And I pray that you have a wonderful and glorious, did I say Wednesday night? Well, I'm prophesying. Looking for each and every one of you Wednesday night. Amen. Sunday night. Amen. You know, certain people get a certain age, you just kind of nod. Well, he didn't mean that, you know. So I'm getting to that age, so if I say something like that, y'all just nod, say, yeah, he's getting that age. Amen. It's not that I'm really that old. I've just been here a long time. God is good. God is great. Amen. Would you stand to your feet tonight? Amen. Bow your heads. You know, God is here. We just read from the Bible that He hears the righteous cry. He's concerned about what concerns you. If you have a need, He encourages you to bring it to Him. Get away from that mindset, well, you know, the Lord's getting tired of hearing me. He does not. Never tires of hearing from His children. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, is there one who needs prayer tonight? Understand that we'll pray with you, we'll pray for you. Whatever that need may be, God is able to deliver. Amen? This is your opportunity to come down. Praise God. Some of you elders, come around and let's pray for this need tonight. Brother Chris tonight. We miss him tremendously, and his wife's going to stand in for him. We're going to expect God to hear and deliver and touch.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. God, he rebuke this sickness in the name of the Lord. God, I pray that you would honor their faith. I pray that you would touch Brother Chris, even as we pray right now.
Hallelujah. Just praise your name. Praise God. What a day. What a wonderful day the Lord has made. And His messages, His word for us this morning and this evening, still fasting off of His many blessings and His healings that we've all been privileged to witness or to receive. You know, I just want to add this one thing that's in my heart is just simple ways that the Lord talks to me, and He says, there's nothing too small. There's nothing too small for the Lord. Give it all to Him. Release it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, this Brother Eddie's already in his invitation. I'm going to invite you all back Wednesday night for our service. We'd love to have each and every one of you. It's also a powerful time. We just love the Lord. And we're just going to ask the Lord to keep us all safe as we prepare to depart and bring us back at our time. For those watching, if you have a prayer request, if you hadn't already, put it in the comment category. We would love to pray for you and with you. Because it's not about us, it's all about Him. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we thank You. Dear Lord, for Your word, dear Lord, for Your encouragement. And dear Lord, for letting us, Your children, know how much You love us, and, dear Lord, how strong You are, and how much You care. And, dear Lord, we're giving You each and every prayer request that's gone forward today, those spoken and unspoken, those that came here to the altar, dear Lord, or those that's just been lifted up to You. We thank You now for Your healings, for Your protection, for Your guidance. Dear Lord, now as we prepare to depart, Lord, get us safely to our direction, our abode, where we are. Lord, bring us back at our appointed time. But most of all, dear Lord, we just want to worship and praise You in everything that we do. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God.